Blog Talk Radio.
Radio conference call and feedback line. It is your girl, Lady Di, alongside our founder, Al Poetic Williams, our very own CEO of Hip Hop National Radio, Don Jr., and our hip hop pastor, Pastor Jason Dietra, Lady, holding it down in the chat room. And Pastor, as we always do, we ask you to keep us covered. And so I'm going to hand the rock to you so that you can set the tone for tonight.
Thank you so much, Lady Di. Greetings and God bless you to everyone under the sound of my voice, and welcome to the Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line. As always, it's my esteemed privilege and honor to open us in prayer, so let us prepare ourselves for prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for this space and this place that we're able to come together, Lord God. And Lord Father, we ask that as we reason with one another, Lord God, that we might be fed and fed tremendously of the insight, of the education, of the know-how and the experience that's exchanged in this place, Lord God. Lord, I'm asking that you bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, Lord God, and that you would cover us as we go in. Father, we're praying that you would just rest among us for this time that we're together, Lord God, and bind up every technical difficulty, bind up every distraction and every hindrance. And Lord God, we pray that you would plant a seed in us this evening, Lord God, that you would grant the increase beyond our wildest imagination. These things we ask in your Son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. The floor is now yours, Don Jr.
Brother, I love you. You're the best. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line. You are in the right place at the right time. This is my man. I own Hip Hop National's Pastor Jason said. It's all in God's hands. Tonight's topic is going to be really thick. We got people chiming in from Canada. We got people going all the way down to Florida. So we need you to pay attention. Get your pad. Get your pens. It's going down. It's going down. It's going down. Without further ado, I'm just so excited. When we get guys in from Canada, it's an amazing thing. The brother has a hot new single, and we're going to really get into that. But I want to get into the topic and chime in. After I chime into the topic, we're going to open up the floor because we got something going on in Florida. And you know we got Pastor Jay representing Kansas City. We even got New York and Indianapolis on the line. So we worldwide, and you're in the right place at the right time. Tonight's topic is about the single. When you get your single done and it's ready to release, it's about coming up with that game plan. Now, a lot of people get it twisted. Everybody feels like you can throw money at any problem that's going to solve all your problems. It's not the case. What happens is when you're working these projects, no matter how much money you try to cover up your project, if it doesn't have the right amount of talent, if it doesn't have that sound, if it doesn't start fast enough for the programmers to actually play your record, there's a lot of intricate things behind the scenes that go on prior to the actual putting out and creating a game plan. We're going to talk about some of those things. Before I really get into the thick of this topic, I want to kind of let our experts, that's what we call them in to the Hip Hop National Radio movement, I want to let one of our experts kind of chime in, and he's calling in from Canada, and I believe it's like my father taught me, we got to make every moment count. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my man, Mr. Links. Miss Lives, you're in the building, sir.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody?
All right, man. Why don't you announce yourself properly, let everybody know who you are and what you do, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. You have a floor.
My name is Lyrics. I'm a hip-hop artist slash songwriter. I'm currently in Canada. I'm currently promoting a single that I have out right now called Lady Luck. We just serviced the record to College Radio. We got our first week report back. We got 28 ads this week at College Radio. And aside from that, just pushing the record and looking to branch out from Canada and get the record everywhere.
All right. That's excellent. That's excellent. I don't want you to go anywhere. Your line will be open. So if you have to do something else, like click your keyboard or something, just put your phone on mute, but your line is going to be open because I want to make sure that we get you involved in this conversation because it's a whole different market being over in Canada as opposed to America. We're going to chime in on that, but we got to take it to our man in the streets, my man, Swagger Splash, you know how to floor, sir.
What's good, everybody? It's Swagger Splash. I'm an upcoming rap artist from Panama City, Florida. And I have a single out right now. It's called That Diddy. And I got a single that's called What's Really Good. So, and I'm definitely ready to, speak upon this topic, because for me being in Panama City, getting out, to a different market because we don't have anything here in Panama City. It's different options that you can do to get out, and I'm gonna try to, try to encourage some people to get some of those options to get out from where they're at.
In the building, I'm loving it. We got one more guy on the line. I just seen his number come high. We got my man, the Carolina promoter, in the building, representing North Carolina in all points in between. Duncan Hines, you have the floor, sir.
Hey, what's going on with you, Don CEO?
In the building.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a pleasure to be on the phone with you, bro.
Well, let everybody know who you are, how you get down, and what you bring to tonight's topic. And I just want to recap if you're just tuning in. Tonight's topic is about having a single and what's the next step, the actual creating the game plan to properly market and promote your single.
Okay, and it's different timelines you can start doing your setup because just to give you one formality would be wrong to say. So, first of all, let me let you know who I am. My name is Duncan Hines. My company is Kate Mix LLC. I've created some extensions in the Carolinas called a Carolina Promoter, and we've been around for maybe like 6 strong years. And, we just create, vehicles to help people create their own destiny. Any connections we may have, anything we do, we can help give people some valuability to create some visibility and start building some big things going on with their scenarios, with their music. We've been doing this for a long time. So, my thing goes back real far, but I keep it basically on the topic. When you're talking about setting up a record, primarily at least the first quarter, for independent artists, the best way to set it up is to get, your printed materials, get all that stuff ready. Get that stuff in advance because once you have a record ready to go and you're ready to hit the streets, you want to make sure the timing is essential because, once that record starts to bubble, if you got to wait on something, which most independents do when they get situations going, when they get a buzz, they always have to wait on something. I think that's one of the key things to losing your momentum on a record, and then somewhat understanding that, you got somewhat of a budget in place. You got to make sure you got some budget to do some turnkey things. Now, don't get me wrong. I ain't saying you got to go out and pay for everything. But genuinely, to be able to work it from a grassroots perspective, you want to definitely be in position to do the things that's necessary. And when a lot of independents come to me and they don't have the proper planning and the structure of a record, it's unfortunate because a record could be very good from a production standpoint. If, you got a hot record and you position yourself as a production entity and you understand the logistics of music and the record and the quality of a record, but you don't have any business sense of what to do with the record once you get out the studio, guess what? you're back at square one again. So, usually in the second quarter, it's for artists who are a little bit more got a little bit more stability on the record. They might have a buzz. You might have an artist that create, and what they're doing now is create mixtapes, but primarily to put singles on them. Singles are coming off mixtapes, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason for that is not just because, you know, we know mixtapes is always to be the buzz builder and establishing and breaking new artists, but, you know, mixtapes now are being set up records, even though these are free giveaway. Music is being marketed for free until you can create your buzz. You create your buzz, then people will want to buy your material, and then you still have a window to put it out because real music lovers understand that. They understand that they have to buy it at that point. But I don't want to give it all away. You know, like I said, you got first and second quarter, third quarter. You know, that's a little bit more for established artists. That's when you have a hard time to compete against any of the big names. You know who I'm talking about, Rick Ross, you know, Wiz Khalifa. Even my man who's a regional high artist right now, Carl YG, he got this record that's blowing up the clubs. Racks on Racks on Racks. That record is hot.
Yeah, that is
you know. So my thing that I'm saying is that you have these quarters, and first quarter is the easiest. I think that's the best setup time to get your record out and get a lot of free visibility with bloggers. You get your online game on. You know, you set your signals out here and show people that you really got something worth looking at. It's enough people on the internet that will give you enough stability and a point to where, you know, it's something worth talking about. But normally, if you just got a straight street record and you're going straight to the street with it, that old good old-fashioned street, it never lets you down as well. But what you got to understand is you can't have a radio record working the street. It doesn't make sense. You have to have some marketing dollars to do a certain amount of things to build some awareness on your record so it can get exposed. I'm not saying rely on radio. But, I mean, come on. If you got a record with a guy or a female on the hook and it's stupid and it's crazy, you know, I'm not saying it won't work in a strip club, but, you know, they all three have to work together. Your street and club campaign, you know, the promotions from the aspect, your radio promotions, and then your online promotions. That didn't cost them nothing there, Don CEO. That didn't cost them nothing.
Yo, I gotta take the floor on that one. What he just said, he dropped. I mean, I got 10 weeks of programming just off of what he just said. But let's keep on topic. The real serious thing is we have to diffuse what's been plaguing hip hop, and I gotta take it to Canada because working records in Canada is the same, but it's different. It's a different swag. Okay, I'm gonna say this. When you look at the whole overall of a lot of records winning right now, they done went out and paid for these features. That's half the battle. Now you got this great record coming out of the studio, and it's crazy. Me and Rodney spent about 3 hours talking about this today, just going over some real major intricate stuff. When you got these records, you have to have a plan set. It is not just pushing your single. Pushing it means more than standing in front of Walmart. If you're going to stand in front of that Walmart, pick and choose certain times that you do it. Get it set on the same day. I'm going to be there on this Walmart at Monday. Then now you people are used to seeing you. Then they open up to spend the money with you. But I got to take it to Canada. I got to let the man chime in on this. We're going all the way out to Canada. You know how to pull, sir.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Honestly, in terms of working a record, like, you know, Duncan talked about a lot of the stuff that's necessary, and out here in Canada, we don't have the same outlets, so you have to use the online promotion and get your record and build relationships with blogs and talk to different people, get the support of, you know, the local DJs and, you know, be doing shows locally in order to really get your name out there. And then online, obviously, there's a lot of things that you can do for free. You can set up your, you know, your different pages, your web, you know, your Twitter, your Facebook, and all those sort of things. And, like, those are a lot of the steps that I've taken that have helped me as an artist because, you know, anything that you can do for free that wasn't really available 5 to 10 years ago, you know, you have to take advantage of it and exploit it now. And then in terms of having a setup, you know, I agree with what both of you said in terms of setting up a record and having a game plan, because if you have a record that's good, you have to be able to figure out a way to promote and market it so that people can see what you're doing. And, you know, even in terms of Canada, like, I do a lot of traveling outside of here because our urban market, like, there's a lot of, like, they mainly buy pop and rock music out here. A lot of the Canadian artists that are working in the urban side of things here, we do a lot of traveling because there's other markets that are more receptive and embrace our records.
right, right. I got to go ahead and take it to Florida and let Swagger Spash just chime in on it. I mean, it's so much guts. I don't even have to ask you a question. You just do what you do, Swagger. Let everybody know what you think about what's just been said.
Well, you know, kind of like everybody else just said, man, like, you know what I'm saying, like, putting yourself out there, like in Panama City, like, it's not really a big outlet of the urban music industry, you know what I'm saying? So, like, me, myself, I'm taking trips to Miami, Vegas, New York, you know, and, like, me with my record, you know, that was buzzing, it's called Where They Do That At, you know? So, like, me getting my song played on, like, different radio stations and me, like, really just going to, like, different music summits. Like, I think what really, like, got my record Where They Do That At buzzing was kind of, like, interacting with the DJs, you know, just hitting up DJs, you know, because that's who's really going to break your record, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, that was my outlet on everything, just, like, actually getting outside of Panama City in the internet. Like, you know what I'm saying? I went hard on the internet. Like, if you www.anything/swaggersplash, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what I was on. Like, because my mixtape that I came out with, it was called Google Me. So when somebody Google me, I want 6 or 7 pages of me and my music and, you know, and then my hit, you know. So I just took kind of like different outlets of getting my music out there than other people, because in Florida you really don't have an outlet. So like the dude from Canada said, you know, he has to travel a lot. That's just like me. I have to travel outside of Panama City to get my music heard, you know. So I'm taking trips to Tallahassee, just a lot of surrounding cities, and then make my major moves. So now I'm getting offered some different places like BET to come out to, like, California and perform and stuff like that right there. Just for me going outside of my box, you know, and taking those chances of going, like, out here where nobody knows my music, but just going out there and just showing them what I have, you know what I'm saying, so they can see me.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. You're listening to the Hip Hop National Conference Call and Feedback Line. You just heard every bit about 5 years of hands-on experience, live and direct. Log on to hiphopnationalradio.com, give back to the game. Throw something in the box. But at the same time, while you're there, you need to check out our feedback session. It's really important that you get your music heard by a lot of these bosses that come into the hip-hop national movement and community. We got Canada on the line. We got Tallahassee, Florida on the line. We got Charlotte, North Carolina. We got L.A. on the line. And on top of all that, we got all points in between. We got New York. We got to go to our chat room. I'm going to my man, Coach Ali, who's sitting in for Deidre Harris. Coach, you got to have the floor, sir.
Hey, good evening, everyone. How y'all doing tonight?
We good, man. We good, brother. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you holding it down, sir.
Thank y'all. Hey, I want to chime in what them two brothers were saying. They was right on point, man. I mean, they hit it the nail right on the head. I mean, I couldn't call no better plays than that. That's real. They was on point. And them players right there, they headed to the Super Bowl, man, and Pro Bowl, man. Especially where they do that at, that single. I haven't heard that. Swagger Jack out here. It's a couple little cats. You know, they get on the internet, and the internet is real big right now. I'm on the internet. You can catch me on thecorelive.com, the Coach's Corner every Tuesday night, 6 to 9, and Sunday, 7 to 11. And I play new music like that, you know. And with that mixtape game, they some of these cats, they hear that, and then they, you know, they write on top of it. They take his single, that hook right there, and then they passing it out, like, trying to hear me, because what he did was a hot thing, you know what I mean? He created a lot of attention to himself. And that's what we all out here trying to do. That's what you're supposed to do. So, I mean, dude was calling plays, though. Who was that, Swag? Yeah.
Yeah,
see why they call him that, man. Well, yeah,
I mean,
that's
name
what it is,
Swag, you got to live up to that.
What's popping in the chat room? Right now, you know, Big Moochie in the room, Don Greco, you know, Rodney in there. They just talking about putting in work, you know, just going over plays. You know, they just calling their own plays. You know, everybody pretty much agree with what they was talking about, you know, so. You know, that's pretty much what's going on. We got the bosses in the chat room, you know, so it's hot right now.
Well, I appreciate you, Coach Ali. And it definitely wouldn't be a hip-hop national movement without our first lady. The one and only Lady Di, you now have the floor, mamas. past? Well, the whole situation is we here, we making some things happen, and we got to get to my favorite part of the show. This is the part where we pay the bills. In order for you to have any movement, you got to put some grease on those wheels to roll. You're listening to the Hip Hop National Conference Call and Feedback Line on blogtalkradio.com/Hip Hop National Radio. Please stay right there. We'll be right back with you.
The Hip Hop National Radio Feature Artist Spotlight. K.O. Blow Kisses. Cry Wolf. Darkest Glory, a.k.a. DG. Fight. Black and green. The Hip Hop National Radio Artist Spotlight, only on Hip Hop National Radio.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first.
Music first.
Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceover,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identity,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on home,
radio commercial production,
CD commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.HipHopNationalRadio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
HipHopNational.com. You're listening to the Hip Hop National Conference Call and Feedback Line on blogtalkradio.com/HipHopNationalRadio, or traditionally spelled. Y'all, we got y'all cell phones, text message right now. Don't wait. Do not hesitate. The number is 213-559-2995. That's 213-559-2995. It's going down. We got to go back out to Lyrics out of Canada. I just love his spirit, and I've actually met this brother through viral marketing, and it's a crazy situation how we met. But when I got his single, I was just floored. Like, I went bananas in. And I want to let him kind of tell you where he was when he dropped this single. And after he tell you about it, we're going to go ahead and get into our feedback session. So, Lyrics, you got the floor, sir.
All right, everybody, what's going on? When I first made the record that I'm pushing right now called Lady Luck, it was actually based off a couple of different relationship situations I was going through with. You know, everybody knows in this business that it's, you know, there's no sleep. You know, you're either in a different city, you're on a plane or in a car going somewhere. And I was in a relationship situation where people were always complaining that I wasn't home, I was always on a road. And I kind of took those emotions and everything and made a record out of it saying, you know, if I was in town for like one last night, we could do whatever you wanted, like, what would you want to do? And, you know, I was kind of out and about thinking about it and putting the record together in my head. And then I talked to one of my producers in Detroit and told him about the record and what I wanted to do. He sent me the record. I went to the studio like next day knocked it out and, you know, sent it back, and we started mixing it. And, you know, a few months later, you know, Duncan Hines is one who's on the line, is one of the people who actually helped me start promoting the record virally. We're back in August and September, because we did an internet radio campaign for the record for 8 weeks. I went out to California, went out to the UK to promote the record over there, really just to lay the groundwork for everything that we're doing now. And I mean, we just serviced the record to college. You know, we're getting ready to do some shows locally and abroad. So those are all the things that we're getting ready to do now. And I mean, it's just one of those things where it's like it's picking up for us, and I'm just going to keep pushing the record until it's dead.
Man, well, listen, by you being in Canada, I know time is precious. It's the most precious commodity that can't be bought, sold, or replaced. And with that being said, I need you to let all our listeners out there know who brought it to you and where they brought it to you. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to go ahead and run the track for you.
Hi, you're listening to Hip Hop National, and you're about to check out my single, Lady Luck. This is what it is.
Your beautiful lips are pulling me in. I love the way that you move your hips. Your body keeps on calling me. Feel like I'm blotting on some gravity. You can put it in a pot or put it all on me, and let me play with your slot machine. Because it's safe to say that talk is cheap. So show me what you got for me. You give me what I want, what I need more. When I'm falling, you're the one I lean on. Just sit down. You're my casino. It's safe to say you're my lottery. You got my heart under lock and key. When I look in your eyes, I see you want it and all this. Later, love. Tell me that now. Can I rock your body? Tell me how you wanna feel. Tell me how you wanna feel.
National Conference Calling Feedback Line, and that was just lyrics with Lady Luck. He's calling all the way in from Canada. So this is the feedback session. What we're going to do is we're going to rate the song on a scale from 1 to 10. We're going to be real. We're going to be honest. And at the same time, we do understand that we can't get too long-winded with these ratings, because if we get long-winded with these ratings, everybody will have a chance to get that single heard. And these slots are filling up fast. Y'all got to act now. Log on to hiphopnationalradio.com. Click that button in the left corner and make it happen. And you call Al Poetic Williams, 954-461-3398. That's 954-461-3398. Or you can call me directly. Don Jr., the CEO, is in the building at 818-358-5722. 818-358-5722. And once again, the name of the song is Lady Luck. And please don't be long with it. We're going to the big, dark, impetuous fury. You now have the floor, sir.
Yeah, definitely. This song is precise. This song is Christmas time before Christmas time. This song gives you the wish list that I want. And you want to join me? Let's go. Get on the sled. Bring the reindeer. Let's ride. Let's ride it out. We're doing this from Canada all over the world. You know, it's not going to stop. The wind goes all over the place. Ride with me. This is how I give my love to you. It's how you're going to receive it. You with me or you ain't? What's good? Ride with me. You my lady. I love you. You love me. Let's roll. I gave this song a 9, and it would get a 10 once it gets to America and the rest of the world. We'll talk.
In the building, man. Hey, bro, I love you, bro. I appreciate all the support for the whole movement. Now we're going to go down to Swagger Splash. You up, Dexter. You have a floor.
Yeah, man, like, I'm definitely feeling the record. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a song like that would have caused me to step out of my box. You know what I'm saying? Definitely feeling the record, exactly what Odu just said. It's kind of like, you know what I'm saying, if you down, like, you know what I'm saying, come ride with me. You know, I think that's one of the songs that would, you know, be like one of the songs that kind of like would have to be like great stage presence, like when you're performing. But, yeah, I definitely like the song. I give it an 8, bro.
Man, hey, thank you so much, Flash Flash. That means the world. Coach Ali, we're going to be coming to you in just a second, so be prepared with the chat room update. But we got to go to the Carolina promoter. Stuckin, you have the floor, sir.
Man, you know what? Like I told Lyric, I met him before. We haven't met in person yet. A lot of my clients, we meet, you know, across the land. But, you know, the thing about this record, it's a big record. And, you know, I listen to a lot of music. So, I mean, my opinion is my opinion. But when we're talking about this record, this is a big record. This record deserves to have the budget like the Lady Gaga's and the Akon's. And, you know, this record is one of those kind of records that need to be top 40. Like I told them, you know, if we had an imaginable budget, you know, that song would be in everybody's sleep when they're sleeping. That's how good it is. The world needs to hear that record. You know, he makes good music, and I had a pleasure working that record. I just wish we could have continued and took it as far as I know it deserves to be.
Well, I want to say this on a footnote to that, and people don't realize, with being marketers and promoters and whatnot, it's not that we don't believe in the record. Sometimes, in God's infinite wisdom, things change a little bit. But even though things change, God got a way of bringing you back to projects. I try to run away from projects, and they keep smacking me in the face. I have no other choice. I have to go back. So, hey, when God hits you with some word, you definitely want to adhere to it. But I got to keep this feedback session going. Don't go anywhere, Duncan, because we got a symbol from you, too. Greg Washington, you on deck, sir.
Hey, this is Greg Washington, CEO of Mad Money Management, based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Yeah, I agree with what Duncan said, actually. I mean, the song has tremendous crossover appeal. You would hear it all over the place if you had the opportunity to push it like you should, which you can't give up on. It would probably still make it.
All right, man. And what would you give that thing on a scale from 1 to 10?
Well, I have to give it an 8 right now because listening to it over the phone, I can't really get the full effect of it. But from what I heard, I'd give it a solid 8.
Cool, man. Cool. Coach and Rodney, we're definitely coming to both of y'all. I want to take this real caller real fast. We got a caller number 704-361. Please announce yourself and let us know exactly where you're calling from.
Yo, what's going on? It's GQ from Charlotte.
In the building. So what do you think about that single by Lyrics, Lady Luck? What do you think about that? On a scale from 1 to 10, and tell us why.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, like the other callers that call in, you know, it's definitely in that, you know, high 8 to 9 range. Definitely would prefer to hear it, you know, in a club or in a car or something, you know, through the phone is not really doing it justice. But, you know, it's tight.
All right, GQ, stay with us, man. We're going to be getting back at you a little bit later on in the show. I got to take it to the CEO of Serengeti Records, and we definitely want to hear what he has to say. He always has a lot to say. Rodney, you now have the floor, sir.
Oh, yeah, that's an excellent song, man. That's a great song. But, you know, the song is an urban, it's pop, and the crossover would be crossing over to the urban side. It is definitely a pop club banger. I'm going to give it an A for production and its commercial sound right out the gate. Strong international appeal for that song. And I would highly recommend that they add a couple of more markets, even in their viral campaign, be it in Asia. I know Japan is going through a lot right now, but, you know, you've got huge markets in the Philippines and in South Africa as well, where they really buy a lot of music. And they are really, really big on songs like that. So I would highly recommend they do that. But I'm going to give that's a strong A. And, you know, again, the sales can make that a 10. So excellent song, good production, good commercial sound, and it was a well-thought-out song as well. Good job.
Well, before you go, I want to kind of get you to chime in on something. And Coach Ali, we're going to go to you, and after we back into the topic, after the feedback session, we're going to let Lady Di hold down the floor. But I want you to chime in on Working Records and different markets, because the brother came from Canada, and that's so amazing that he brought that heater from Canada. Can you kind of chime in on that a little bit?
Well, I mean, you know, first remember that this is the United States of America, and at the end of the day, more of everything is here. So there's not an artist anywhere on the globe that doesn't want to really break into our market, even though, you know, as labels and as artists here, you know, we go to other markets and find great success. Artists that come from other countries that have a really good sound are well accepted here in the U.S. a lot of times. You know, program directors especially have a little budget. The one gentleman that was talking about, you know, just having, you know, the money to kind of really work your record is so important, because when you have something that is commercially as viable as that song is, it's a real disservice, you know, to not be able to really get behind it and put the kind of push that it deserves. But to get back to your question, yeah, I mean, you know, coming from another country into the U.S., this is the marketplace, because a country has as much money as it does, as many people as it does, where, you know, in this particular market for artists that are coming from other countries, it can make or break them, because as everyone knows, is when you really hit in the U.S., that's when your global thing really shines. So, again, it's the United States of America. So that's basically what I'll say to that.
Hey, thank you so much. I got to go back to Swagger Splash real quick, and then I got to get to Coach Ali, and then we'll lay it down the floor, and we get back on top of, like, we need to do it in the proper way. Swagger Splash, you now have the floor, sir.
Hey, bro, like I told you, I really like the record. It's just one more thing that I wanted to add, like, kind of like some advice. I don't know, like, how your financial background is, but, like, as in, like, me coming up, starting, like, I branded myself first, and then I went to small businesses, you know, and tried to get, you know, small endorsements on branding their product first, you know, and they gave me a certain amount of money to go out and do these shows. But as I was going out to do these shows, I was also, you know, I was also wearing their T-shirts, so doing small stuff like this, right, small stuff like that right there. So it gave me that financial background to push my record. So that's the only one thing, you know what I'm saying, that I wanted to give you for some advice. I don't know how your financial background is.
Man, that's just morning for him. That was for me, too. I need to go knock on some businesses' doors and tell them Don Jr., the CEO, is representing your business. You know what I'm saying? Swagger, stay with us. We got to go to Coach Ali for the update in the chat room, and then we definitely want to go to Mr. Lyric so he can let everybody know what he thought about all that feedback. You got the floor now, Coach Ali.
Appreciate it. Yeah, it's your boy Coach once again. The feedback session in the chat room starts off with sevens, and Daly says this has potential, great potential. Club feel, beat up lyrics, you know, the beat's upbeat, has great lyrics. Ms. Ford said seven, nightlife club, you know, type feel. Rodney gave it an 8. Production is good. Commercial sound. I gave it an 8. Also has good sound. I think it's good for clubs. Possible movie soundtrack for a club scene or something. Swain says, what is the best way to work on your record with small money? Have ideas and things in motion. You know, he's trying to get some things to pay for his music. So that's what's going on in the chat room right about now.
Well, definitely. We Swain, just to let you know, brother, we gonna chime in on it all night. We got to get back into the subject. He just gave you a good one. Go around to some small mom-and-pop businesses. Talk to them about what you're doing, how you out marketing and promoting them. At the same time, they will put money in your pockets. And I think the major thing that Swagger Splash was hitting on is it's the strength of the numbers. Instead of just solely depending on one business, you have multiple businesses so they could be out there. Now, I got to take it back to Lyrics out in Canada, and I want to hear what he thought about all that feedback. You know how the floor, Lyrics.
I was just going to say I appreciate everybody giving feedback on the record and telling me that they think it's a great record. You know, some of the things that you guys have talked about, we've already started to put in motion. I mean, right now we're in a few markets. Like, we've got clubs in Chicago playing a record. A lot of colleges have picked up the record, as I was talking about earlier. That was the one thing that Swagger talked about in terms of advice. That's something that we're looking into now with sponsorship as well as licensing and a couple other opportunities as far as the soundtrack comment went. But the feedback is just great. It lets me know that I've got a record that I can really push and take it to the next level. Getting the record out to the colleges is also allowing me to go into those markets to do shows, and that's kind of the next step that we're setting up for the end of this month and into May. So, you know, hearing everybody's feedback on the record and, you know, where I can take it is great. I mean, once we've kind of got the budget outlined for, you know, a major radio campaign, that's something that I will explore. It's just something that, obviously, I mean, I want to be able to get some more things in place before we go that route. But I appreciate everybody's feedback and comments.
Hey, you keep bringing that fire because you make it easy for promoters like myself, Duncan Hines, to really get out there and really bang out some major projects. Now we're going to give the floor over to Lady Di, our first lady of Hip Hop National. Lady Di, you know how the floor, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Line. And that was a hot song. You know, I like the song as well. Lyrics, keep doing your thing, and we appreciate you being on the show. Tonight we're just really talking about, and that was very genius, something for all of us to think about, because not as you're just pushing records, but as you're out there marketing whatever item it is, that is definitely something that we all can look into. So thank you for sharing that. But I'm very familiar with Canada as well. I do a lot of business out there, and it is a different environment. And I was just interested, Lyrics, for you, you know, what is your expectation as you begin to expand and you come over to the States with your record?
Actually, in terms of expectations, I mean, I first started promoting my music to the U.S., I think, at the in the middle of 2009, and I actually got a really strong embrace from a lot of people, especially on the marketing and promotion side of things. And for me, my expectation is really just to come back to the U.S. I was in the U.S. about 3 or 4 different times last year for meeting shows and just sitting down with people to really help push what I'm doing. I mean, I have some of my team members are in California who've been really helping push the record in that market, as well as Florida, Atlanta, and a couple other areas. Canada, obviously, as you know, is a little bit harder to break. It's more of a top 40 pop type thing, but it's, even in terms of that, the structure is a little bit different. So in terms of going to the U.S., it's kind of been a little bit easier, as well as the U.K. I was in the U.K. In October and November, and I was able to get my record played over on Radio 1 as well as played in the clubs over there. So it's really just been about me trying to expand because, you know, having a solid home base is one thing, but, you know, the response has been calling for me to leave more. So it's really just me mapping out the best plan to be able to travel a lot more and do shows in the States as well as abroad. That's kind of where my goal and my focus is right now.
That's awesome. I'm glad that you shared that, because what a lot of artists are starting to find as well is that they're starting to think outside the box, because even artists that are here in the States are starting to explore more into other countries like Canada, you know, overseas or what have you. And it I think, you know, it was Rodney who said, you know, that's when you really become like an international brand, and then you have that crossover on both sides, which, you know, definitely helps the brand and you know, overall. And Don Jr. being the expert that he is, with all that he does, you know, can definitely appreciate that as well. So that's good to know. You know, what would you offer to the audience, you know, with their singles as they're beginning to do it? Because I keep hearing, like, almost in every breath, you know, the challenges that you face in your own country. You know, what can you share with the artists and how they can become crossover artists as well? Because I think everybody's essential goal is to become an international brand.
I think the best thing you can really do is, first of all, in terms of the music, getting feedback initially on, like, the record, like having, you know, 1 to 3 types of songs that you can kind of play people and find out what has the most potential for you. I mean, Duncan and Don Jr. could both tell you that I've played them a couple other records before we pushed Lady Luck, and I got about 15 to 20 people who, you know, had strong feedback, you know, over Lady Luck with opposed to the other two records. So I would say that when you're getting ready to put out a project or a single, you know, you should really be going with, you're putting your best foot forward, and also virally. Like, for me, the internet has been a great tool, everything from email blast to having relationships with blogs to being able to use Twitter and network. Those are some of the early steps. And then obviously, if you have the budget or you can travel, even if it's just outside of your states, like in the U.S., obviously you can go from different markets to different markets, even if it's, you know, a 3-hour drive outside of your city or those type of things. I mean, we have similar options. Like, I'm in Toronto, so I can pretty much go across Ontario. I mean, there's 17 million people here, and there's a lot of opportunities, you know, in this particular province as well as out west, and as well as looking at other markets. But I would say the best thing for anybody who's looking to put out a record is really to build it so it researches well. So when people type in your name, or and you have a website and you have those sort of things in place, people can find you easier. And even in terms of building relationships with DJs, like anybody who needs a drop, I tell people, here's my email address. If you need drops, send them to me. You know, I've already done over 60 drops in the last week and a half for DJs, everybody everywhere from the U.S. to Germany. So it's really about building that relationship with people so that when you're putting out a record, you know, I'm humbled when DJs tell me they want to help break my record. And the easiest thing I can do is do a drop for you, give you if they want an exclusive or they want a freestyle. Those are things that allow you to build a rapport with people. And it's not just DJs. You can do the same thing with blogs. But those would be my starting steps, because they're the easiest things an up and coming or a new artist can do. After that, it's really contingent on putting together a game plan based on how the type of foundation you lay for your record. And obviously, you know, the more shows you can do, the better, whether it's opening, open mics, whatever, you know, that those are the things that we have to do here, because, you know, promoters don't really pay Canadian artists to do shows. You pretty much got to set that up to do it yourself if you want to do that. So you got to take the opportunities where you can get them until you can, you know, do your own shows and you can build your fan base.
That's awesome. Well, don't you go anywhere, because you are definitely an inspiration to us. We're so happy to have you on deck. We are about to go over to our main man, Rodney, and get him to have an opportunity to chime in. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Line. Rodney, you now have the floor.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of great information, you know, that he just gave. And one of the things that he mentioned, you know, we've done right here on Hip Hop National, Serengeti Records, and that's by kind of A&R in our music, you know, for other people to hear, to help you kind of decide and get a feel for what people think. The one benefit here is that you have a lot of industry professionals that are not just working with and for Hip Hop National, but that chime in every night that you're on, your guests and things like that, that can give a real professional opinion on the production, on the mix, on whether it's a street song or whether it's a radio song, you know, and all of that is really critical in making a decision on what to press for. Also, people have chimed in about, well, how to raise money. Well, you know, one of the things that I'll say is, first, you need to make a determination on exactly what you need. Because they just say, well, I need $20,000, but you don't know what you're going to use it for. Well, you don't know whether or not that's what you need. And if you're in your home market and you're not in a very large market, let's say you're in a small place, but a couple hours away is a larger city. Well, now you can start actually maybe basing your campaign on what does it take for me to go into that particular city and do what I have to do to make sure that what I have becomes a household name, and sit down and actually plan it. What is your local radio station there? Who are your DJs there? Are there any pools there? Who's handling viral marketing for you? Where can you get information that you can send stuff out to? And then when it comes to raising money, it's just kind of thinking outside the box. Well, first thing you need to determine if you're going to raise money is how much you need, because then once you know what you need, you can more effectively set goals on how to achieve them. And there are all kinds of ways to raise money. You have friends and family, not to ask them for money, but to ask them for ways they can help you raise money. Now, I had a guy, I can remember back in the day, we was doing fish fries and everything you could think of to raise money, put a record out. So it really goes down to what's old school. You know, sometimes you just have to go back to the very basics. But again, it comes with planning. If you don't properly plan for your project, then you'll never know what you need. You'll just be out wasting time and, spinning your wheels. So you get people like Hip Hop National, you get a Don Jr., and you get these other resources that come available. You have to take advantage of them. I mean, call on these people and find out what it takes for them. What does it take for them to just help you get a game plan? You may find out that for $500, you can get all kinds of information. Or for $300, well, there's something that you can go, okay, well, good. I need $300 to get started here. And then work your way from there. It takes time sometimes when you don't have a real budget. So you just have to really stay focused on finding out and planning so that you can make a determination on exactly what you need. So that's what I would recommend to anyone trying to get started that doesn't have any money. First, determine how much money you need, what you're going to use it for, how can you best effectively use it to promote your music, and make sure you remember that your goal ultimately is to take what you've recorded and have people buy it. That's the ultimate goal. You made this recording and you want to sell it. Don't forget that, because all that other stuff is fine, but at the end of the day, the number one objective of all marketing activities is to put your service or your product into the hands of consumers. So anyway, that's my input, and I just thought that I might mention that, and hopefully it helps somebody.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line. It sounds like our CEO was trying to chime in. So, Don Jr., I'll give the floor to you.
Thank you so much, ladies. The situation is, the whole move is, this is not a game for the weak. It's not who gets there the fastest. It's about making the connections. And the key thing to planning, you have to have the right round table around you. When I got people like Rodney from Surrogate, I got people like Al Poetic Williams and Lady Dyes and the Duncans, and I have a great round table. So all my decisions, I'm running by, I like to call it a filter. And when we run it by the filter, it's a situation that when we get ready to go to the next level, everybody is going to be right there with me. Because when I look at the whole overall movement of Hip Hop National as a whole, I look at all the people that chime in, and the people that take time out of their busy schedule to come get on as a guest, come get on as hey, let me turn the floor over to Al Poetic Williams. You know how to pull, sir.
Well, Don, I'm going to take it from where you left off. You said they need to have a round table around them. Don, they have that round table around them. It's here Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we run a two-hour show. And on the West Coast, it's 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And all the times in between for every time zone. So they have that round table here. It's at their availability. The call is free. The advice is free. And they got a platform to play their music and get their music rated by some online industry insider that comes on our show all the time. Each show has a download from 150 to 200. You don't know who you're opening up to your floor just by playing the music here. So I'll tell you just like this, if you really want to get involved, you just go to hiphopnationalradio.com, go to the feedback button, and you for the conference call feedback play, it's $100 for a donation. It's whatever your heart desires to help keep this platform open. So you'll have this platform for you and all the music artists you know around you. Tell them about Hip Hop National, because we're moving things, we're changing things, and we're going to pop a hit right here off of this show. Mark my words, trust me. So with that said, I want to get the floor back to you, Doug.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that. And I want to say, actually, in conjunction with what you said, you definitely have an avenue, and it's a place here. At the same time of it being a place here, when I look at the whole overall spectrum of Hip Hop National as a team, a conglomerate, and a movement, when I say your roundtable, I'm talking about the people that's your family. These are the people that's going to really push your project. With the proper support, you will become a star. If you have people that's with you, and while you're in the planning process, they don't see your vision, it's okay. You need those kind of people around, because with every player comes a player hater. So with that being said, I don't want to make this a negative note, but we got to be able to take the negatives with the positives and make these positives turn these plans into game-winning techniques and tactics. And on that note, I got to go to the coach and get an update from the chat room. Coach, you're not on the floor.
What's happening? What's going on?
Yeah, give our people an update.
Okay, well, Rodney's just calling plays like always, you know what I'm saying? He said he thinks outside the box, determine what's needed first, and he makes a plan. He's talking, check all local radio stations, you know, see how much it costs to run the spot. Just giving a lot of good advice, man. That's what's going on. And so they just soaking up the plays that he calling. I'm letting everybody know where they can send my music, of course, to the Coach's Corner, how to get that to me on thecourtlife.com. And, you know, everything's good right now in the chat room, man. Show's going good, sounds good, great feedback. Keep it up.
You're listening to the Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call Feedback Line. Something's going on with Blog Talk at the moment, so just you guys bear with us for the technical difficulties. I'll be holding down the floor until we can get Lady Di back on. Lady Di, you have the floor.
All right, I appreciate it. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Line, and tonight we have, as always, wonderful experts live on the line, giving it to you raw, giving it to you real, but remembering to keep it clean. If you do have a question, just raise your hand. If you're on Skype, just click the talk button. 213-559-2995 is the number to dial in, or you can log on to www.blogtalk.com/hiphopnationalradio. And we do appreciate you joining us tonight. We're talking about, you know, what you do with that single and that release. You're getting ready to expand your brand. And I want to go to, is Swagger Splash Line still open, Al?
Swagger Splash?
Yes.
His line is open now.
All right. Want to get you engaged. You still with us? Swagger?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Well, we want to definitely make sure that we get you engaged in a conversation. And as we're kind of talking about expanding brands, we've received so much great information tonight. Wanted to see if you had anything specific around the topic that you wanted to share with the audience as well. So you now have the floor, okay?
Okay. Yeah, me, myself, as an artist in Panama City, you know, I just kind of like, you know, I just knew that, you know, I had to get out of Panama City to becoming the better artist that I am. So what I did was I kind of just like put it in my head what I wanted to do, and I kind of set a foundation, you know. So I have people working behind me, as in, like, I have somebody in Tennessee that works on, like, my graphic designs and stuff like that there. I have somebody in Panama City that works on, like, getting interviews. I have somebody in L.A., you know, that does, as in, like, getting me shows, booking me, just a whole bunch of stuff, you know, behind me to set a decent foundation and brand myself. So when I come to somebody, you know, I'm coming to them with all this stuff. I'm flooding with them. And then a lot of people are surprised that when I come to them, I'm not under any management. I'm doing this myself, you know. So, and then, like, me, myself, I haven't had any management until, like, a day ago. I just signed a management contract yesterday. And before I even signed a management contract, I had an offer from Def Jam. So, you know, it's just different things that you can do to get your stuff out there. As in, like, me, myself, I spent money, you know, as in me budgeting what I need to do, as in going in, like, the DJ Summit, going into marketing summits, Florida Music Summits, and then just hooking up with a lot of DJs. Like, one of my DJs that really has my record spinning right now is in Vegas. His name is DJ Baby Chino. He's the world's youngest DJ. He's 8 years old. And then just, like, working with him, I got the sponsorship from Yums, you know, and then, like, working from Yums, it just opened the lane for different sponsorships. So when I'm taking my tours, they're paying for it, and I'm getting my music out there, you know. So, and it's different budgets. Like, I'm working on my new stuff now, so I'm trying to put the same effort that I put behind my first track that I'm putting on these tracks right here that are coming up now.
Yeah, and we work with DJ Baby Chino, and he's growing up before our eyes. He's actually about to be in the Guinness Book of World Records as the youngest DJ. He'll be highlighted and honored at the Texas Urban Music Summit this year, August 25th through the 28th in Houston. So he is awesome. I know he's a pleasure to work with. Well, we definitely appreciate you sharing with us as well. Make sure you stay locked and loaded here on the line, because we will be coming back to you. Going to swing over to another one of our expert panelists, Duncan Hines. If you guys will make sure his line is open and make sure we keep you engaged as well. You now have the floor, Duncan.
Hey, I'm hanging in there, Hip Hop National Radio. Like I said, it's a pleasure to be here. It's like, what, the second time? So, you know, I get an opportunity to get a chance to help out, and I feel good about it, you know. I think, you know, a lot of these artists that's making these moves, you know, they're starting to see that, you know, the traction means a lot, you know, and not just having good materials and good quality music, but you got to have some place to know how to work the records and understand the business and create relationships and all the simple things a lot of the independents said tonight on this call. So definitely, any questions anybody have in particular they want to ask me, I'm here on the line. Let's get it in.
It sounds good. I'm going to swing it back to Don Jr. because I'm sure there's probably some hands up by now, and we want to definitely make sure that we get our audience engaged, because our show here on Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Line is all about you. DJ, you have the floor.
Well, we got a lot of hands up, but at the same instance, we have a lot of guests. And I want to say this. The whole purpose of what we're doing is for educational purposes, and we're really taking the whole game to another level. And for whatever reason, I know everything you're learning here actually is true. These people that's coming on deck, I've done business with them. I've actually seen their projects grow in a matter of leaps and bounds, so it's really a wonderful thing. We got a couple hands up, and I want to go to a caller 704-361. You're live on Hip Hop National Radio. Let everybody know what city and state you're calling from and what your name is.
Yeah, what's going on? I'm an artist. My name is GQ. I received a message from Duncan Cake Mix about the show. It's actually my first time checking the show out, listening to everything. It's very informational, a lot of good ideas, and a lot of good information being passed around from all the callers.
Oh, cool. Well, we definitely appreciate you being on the line, GQ, and definitely stay with us. And we want to go to caller 704-819. You now have the floor. Caller 704-819. I'm sorry, 891. Excuse me, I read that wrong. Please excuse me. All right. Well, we are in the building, and our lines are clear. And I want to say this before I pass Lady Die back the floor. we all are working with the plan to get to the next level. When y'all see this viral marketing campaign, Duncan, I'm going to be calling you. Lyrics, I'm going to be calling you, you know, Poetic, everybody. I'm going to be calling y'all personally. When y'all hear what Don Jr. is about to do with his viral marketing, oh, my God. It's never been no viral marketing campaign known to the history of man, and we shaking up the whole game. So what I want to say this to y'all is, as Hip Hop National as a movement grows, the best thing you can do is catch the locomotive when it's at the station before it leaves. But once it leaves, it's gone, and there's nothing you can do about it. No, there's nothing you can do about it. The whole situation is you're in the right place, you're in the right time, you're getting all this education. But the one thing that I love about Swagger Splash, he just came like a splash. He just hit the whole game, and he did what he got out there. He shook hands, he kissed babies, he campaigned. He did everything that was possible to really stack the deck to work this record. And him and I have the same attitude and the same format. So that's why when you keep coming here, don't just come here and learn. Come here and apply this knowledge. And that's why I love Coach Ali. And I'm calling these names out because these are the people that I talk to outside the show. It's great to have a show. It's great to listen to all this great knowledge. But if you're not applying it, you're wasting my time and we're wasting yours. So I want to give Lady Di the floor and let her do what she do so well. Lady Di, you now have the floor, ma'am.
Thank you so much, DJ. You know, you listen to Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback, and, you know, tonight is Making Moves Monday. I always like to hear that because it is about us making moves, and tonight's topic is about the single is now ready to release. What's the game plan? You know, what are you going to do? How are you going to follow up to make sure that it's a success? And we have so many wonderful guests on. We have been bouncing around the line, and Rodney, CEO of Serengeti Records, definitely chiming in and giving us great information for us to live by. We're going to swing it to Lyrics and open his line back up. And want to now talk a little bit about what tips and tools have you learned along the way, especially as it relates to releasing your single, taking it to the next level, expanding it. What tips and tools have you found to be the most helpful that you can share with the audience? You now have the floor.
I'd say the first thing is once you have a record that people in the industry refer to as a go record, is setting a release date for it where you got, yeah, and you, this is kind of, you mark your calendar where, you know, at least what I do is a week-by-week process where I start out with a viral campaign, so if I'm doing email blast or I'm setting up interviews, those things I'm kind of trying to do at the same time. I've looked into, you know, internet radio campaigns, so that's something that is happening, you know, 2 weeks later. And then it's something that there's always a consistency to it, so that when I have a record that's getting ready to go, like right now, as much as I have Lady Luck out there right now, I have my next single ready with the DJ packs and everything ready to go, and I'm setting that up to go out in a couple of weeks to go through the exact same system that I put with Lady Luck, and I use it kind of as a trial and error to learn all the things that worked and a couple of things that didn't. So really, when you're laying everything out, it's about having a calendar and mapping it, and once you have a record out there, is being able to go out, perform the record, go up to, you know, do a lot of the things that Swag said as well. You know, you got to get out there, shake hands, network with the DJs, go to the summits, go to the conferences you can go to. I mean, those are some of the things that I was doing during the first quarter when I got back from the States, as I was doing the conferences and getting on conference calls where I could. So you create an awareness about your record. You talk to DJs, you ask, you know, the club DJs to spin the record, and you do what you need to do from that standpoint so you can grow your record. The biggest thing to me that I've learned is, you know, week by week you can make your record grow leaps and bounds just by doing something about it that's productive every day, whether it's, you know, you doing drops, you going out there and traveling, you know, saying that you're going to spend a few hours on the road to go wherever you need to do to promote the record, doing the sponsor thing, talking to people, looking for us, like we have an opportunity where there's grant money that's available. So you file paperwork for all the grants that you can get, whether it's an EPK, whether it's a website, whether it's a video, those sort of things, or whether it's a marketing campaign. So those are the things that I've kind of been doing during the first quarter, so that when I'm really ready to push my record and take everything to the next level, there's a step-by-step process that I go through.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. please continue to stay on the line. I appreciate everything that you're sharing with us tonight. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Line. If you would, please open up Duncan Hines' line. I think this is really good because there is no right or wrong way. You know, different people get to the same destination in different avenues, and that's what we're kind of learning about. Yes, there are right and wrong ways. You will bump your head along the way, but, I mean, there is not just one way, you know, to get to your final destination of success. So, Duncan Hines, I would like to hear your kind of tips and tools for us to live by and from your perspective. You now have the floor.
Oh, absolutely. I like what you just said. If there's not a solid way. And, you know, when it comes to setting up records in various different quarters in the beginning of the show when I first spoke, that was some of the things that I talked about. You know, there's different ways to set it up based on time, the timeline of the record. So those things are very true, and I'm very exhausted. I had a long day. I had two conference calls earlier today. By the way, I just want to give a shout-out to IMG Recording. I just got that position as the Southeast rep here in Charlotte for IMG University.
What?
So I'm wearing another hat, you know what I'm saying? So I want to see more records. Thank you. I want to see more music, you know, from an independent standpoint, continue to go far and, you know, do a lot of the things that when it's time to do them. And I'm real passionate about my work. So anybody that knows me, I'm pretty excited 23 hours out of the day.
Hey, Duncan, before you go, let us, we got to kick into your single before you go. We have to.
Okay. Oh, you got him on the phone? He said he tried to call.
Yeah, I'm looking at his line right here, and every time we go to him, he just doesn't speak. He's 704-891. I'm opening
Nova
the line
man.
Right now.
Nova Man, are you on the line with us, Nova Man? Okay, Nova Man featuring Joe Barino has a record. It's just a new record. An artist came to me out of Charlotte just recently. I encouraged them to call in tonight. If he sent you the record, you can go ahead and spike it, and let's see if we can get some support on it, see what people think about it. I don't know why he's not saying anything if he's on the phone. He know this is an invaluable phone call. He needs to be on the phone.
Hey, you know what happens? It's just a situation. We've been having technical difficulties. His line is open.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready to talk,
okay.
We can talk, but. It's just blog talk, you know.
It's a thing that we used to do. We'll penalize you, you know. If you don't talk, you know, no play. So you got to be on the phone if you get the shot.
if he's trying to talk, what he need to do, he need to just hang up and then call back in. If he's been trying to talk and he's not through, because sometimes it is just blog talk, but it may not be in this case. You don't know. He may be away from it. Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get the station ID, and then we're going to go ahead and run the record, because I know how it is when you've been going 23 hours and you got to get you some lay down, because you're going to be back up at 4 o'clock in the morning on that viral marketing grind. I already know.
Yep, I got to go see Venom tonight at Mirrors in 30 minutes, and then I'm back home in bed. I'm done for the night.
All right. Well, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Line. We'll be right back with you after this track. We need to get your rating on this track from 1 to 10. Please stay right there.
See, I can make you wake up. Get power, cause I'm gonna make a man. Get some water, cause I'm gonna make you sweat. Anyways that I can make you wet. Shorty from your ankles to the tattoo on your neck. She wants, she wants, she wants, she wants, she wants.
Roll me, I could see it then. Say, don't you let them helpers put their hands on you. Say that she got money, I can have it too. Then put her mouth up on my knee so I could raise the roof. Since they folding, I'm gon' raise it soon. Bend over slow, unlace some boots. She lie with no clothes on, make it true. Then put me in her trunk, raise the roof. I'm no Mandy, ladies love my pimp. Gotta take my day like OJ Simpson. I give the f*** if I down your wife, cause I keep two pistols on my side. Wesley Pike.
The power, cause I'm gonna make a man. Harder, cause I'm gonna make you sweat. Any ways that I can make you wet. Shorty, from your ankle to the tattoo on your neck.
Yellow fire, red complexion. Technically, you foul for taking me out the game. Ejection. Class is now in session. Shout it, I'm a team. I'll be your professor. Show you freaky things you've only heard about. Get a tattoo on your lip, I call that word of mouth. Tattoo on your back, let me observe the art. Now put your legs together and spread your arms. I'm no for man, just call me Mr. Nasty. I bought my best performance, hope you got some practice. I lean back just so you can see. Then I shoot it off hard, devil and weed.
The power, cause I'm gonna make a man. Harder, cause I'm gonna make you sweat. Any way that I can make you wet. Shorty from your neck to the tattoo on your neck.
To the Hip Hop National Conference Call and Feedback Line. Oh my God. I just got to say this on the footnote. Y'all can tell when you have a song with mastering because it's just blasting right there at your ears. And the key to having a good master record is actually listening to it on that small AM speaker. That's a jewel. You just heard from Nova Man, the name of that song was She Wants Me. That's a killer. That's a smash. Duncan, you got to get at me. I want to personally put my Don Juniorness to that one. Let us go to the lines. We got to go all the way out to Canada. And Lyrics, we want to get you to chime in and tell us what you thought about that record. Lyrics, you're not out of school, sir.
I actually really like the record. Obviously, I think, you know, it'd be great to hear it, like, in a car or in a club, but I think it's a radio record. It's also a record I can hear the DJs playing closer to the end of a night in, like, R&B mix or, like, slash reggae that can be blended there. I think the record has a lot of potential. I really like the melody. I think the hook is something that girls could sing along to as well as, you know, it has a good vibe to it. I would give that record probably 8.5 just off hearing it over the phone. You know, I'd really like to hear what the bass and, you know, the bottom of that record sounds like. But just off the top, over the phone, that's what I'd give it. I really like that joint, though.
Hey, thanks so much. We're glad you're here. We got to go to my man. It's not a feedback session here at Hip Hop National Radio. We're out the big, dark, impetuous for you now out of the floor, sir.
Definitely. This song right here is precisely what you call a personal, professional board meeting. When this record is played, this artist stands there, tells you what the format is, and it's the Grand Canyon arriving in your face. So when this record is played, no matter where you are in the world, this record is going to slap you in the face, slap you back. What is this? What is this? You hear it. It's an echo. It goes everywhere at one time. The students, they hear this record. They hear it too. So they're trying to write what they hear, but it's too quick. It's too fast. You can't get it down fast on the paper. This record is a 9, and it becomes a 10 because
it don't stay in the Grand Canyon. It goes out in the field, in the cars, on the radio, the spins from the DJs on the internet, on the radio. You cannot stop this. Once the echo goes out from the Grand Canyon, from this artist's mouth, it will continue to stop. And it will never stop. You know what I'm saying? Because from United States to Canada and all over the world, you cannot stop music. Music has no stopping point. It continues. It goes on and on. 24 hours a day, like the other dude said, you keep on going 24 more hours, 72 hours. You keep it going. Music has no stoppage at all. We'll talk. This record gets a 9 and gets a 10 because it keeps going. This record is already in the bank because it can't stop. She wants it. Yes, she wants it. And he wanted it too. Let's go. This is the field. We'll talk.
Boy, I can't lie, boy. You're so real, and I love you for it. That was Big Doc and Patrick Free live from Atlanta. We're going to go take it out to our callers, and we're going to go ahead and get you guys involved. When we open up your line, you need to announce who you are and where you're calling from, and we have a rating scale here at the feedback session on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being the worst thing you ever heard, 10 being the best. We're going to take the caller. We're going to mention the first digit of your number. Once we get finished mentioning your number, you're going to be live on Hip Hop National Radio. So we're going to take caller 864-901. You are now live on Hip Hop National Radio.
How are you, Hip Hop National? This is Daphne of D. Wrightwell. It gets an 8 for me. I'm like the other guy who said I would have to hear it in person, but it's really a great song. And, yes, he wants it, and so does she, and so do I.
Definitely in the building. We appreciate you coming to Soul Saving Sundays and all the other good stuff that you do, so you already know. Please stay with us, and we're going to come back to you. We're taking caller number 252-904. You now have the floor. That's 252-904. Okay, we got to take it out to Swagger Splash out in Florida. What's the business, Swagger?
Oh, what's up? Yeah, I was digging the track, man. Like, It has like that down south feel, like a lot of songs like that in that genre in our area. Like, it really goes hot out here, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's really at a point of like just getting into a certain person. Like, I can't really say who to get that record to, because like those records down here like that just come out of the blue, and like it's one of the songs that, like, you know, when I go to my hunger house, it's like, listen to this song is like hot. I don't know who to get that record to, but I get that record about an 8.5. It was hot though.
Well, hey, thanks so much, man. We got one more feedback session. We definitely appreciate all the love. Oh, Duncan's still online. Hold on real quick.
Let me let everybody know too that's Nova Man featuring Joe Barino. That's Fantasia's brother from the VH1 show, Fantasia's reality show. Her brother, Joe Barino. So that's who that is on that hook. So, you know, that's what y'all listening to. Joe Barino on the hook, Nova Man on the rap. Nova Man also is a producer as well. He produced the song as well. So not just a songwriter, but he's, you know, a rapper and also a producer as well. So big ups to Nova Man.
Well, you know I'm going to be calling you about that record, man. I really like that record, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be calling you. You're going to be getting a call from me either Wednesday or Thursday. We're going to talk about it. But,
I appreciate
you holding it down. I know you got to go. Why don't you say your goodbyes to everybody before you go ahead and step out? Because I know you got to get out of here.
First and foremost, I want to say, Lyric, keep pushing, man. It was a pleasure to hear from you. Haven't heard from you since last year. So it's been a minute. But definitely keep pushing, man. I like what you're doing with the record. Keep going. Keep strong. And everybody else, I appreciate you guys for, you know, allowing me to be on the show tonight and share some insight with all the other artists. Peace and God bless. I will be in touch with y'all. All
right. That's my guy. That's the Carolina promoter. But don't get the name twisted. He's worldwide, baby. Los Angeles, New York, and Canada, too. Let's get it. You're listening to the Hip Hop National Conference Call and Feedback Line. And I am Don Dream, the CEO. I'm in the building. You can follow me on Facebook.com/Don Jr. CEO, just like it sounds. We got a lot of major stuff going on around here, and it wouldn't be a feedback session with one of our great supporters. We got to go ahead and go to this this new single by Z. It's one of my favorite joints, you know what I'm saying? It's you. It's a real good record. I mean, this is real music. Y'all just sit back and take a listen.
I drop you off a couple lines. Since I don't really get to see you like that all the time. Wish me and you was together, you know I miss you, mine. But yo, this money keep calling, I gotta hit the grind. I got your videos and all your little emails. Oh yeah, you got a bad crew and who was all them females? I like your new hair, dude, unique color seashells. The lingerie was hot too and thanks for the detail. You got my heart shackled, nothing else even matters. So just focus on me and you and let the people chatter. You know when you do something right, then all the people gather. So what they mad at you, I'm about to make them even matter. Cause I'ma keep you fatter, forget the evil matter. You wanna take it to the top, you gotta be the ladder. My little distant lover, you know I really love you. Just wanna kiss and hug you, I can never get enough of you. At times I never sleep, I always wonder why I hardly ever eat. The feeling that's inside my lower stomach heat. I guess I'm just in love, is it where I wanna be? I'm thinking, hell yeah, you good company. Think I'm in love with you, are you in love with me? Got a little surprise, I picked you up a ring. You like the way it shines, so what's it gonna be? Just leave the world behind, and you can start with me. I dotted all my I's and crossed all my T's. But yo, I gotta fly in order to achieve. It's hard to say goodbye, but everybody leaves. You're sort of like a quarter, you're more than just a dime. I'm looking at you, girl, and I can tell the time. I'm in love with the things that you do. It's true, true. All I ever wanted.
You. Oh, you.
Listening to Hip Hop National Radio, Comps Call and Feedback Line. That was just OZ with his new hit single, You. And we got to go out to Canada and see what's popping with lyrics. What you think about that track, Lyrics?
It's another record that I think is it's got a summer feel to it. I think it's something I could definitely see, you know, driving around, cruising with a girl listening to that record, or hearing that on the radio and just, you know, really being able to lay back with it. I like the record. I'd love to see, you know, it do, like, I'd love to see what, you know, what the rollout plan for the record is. And it's another record I definitely think I could hear in a club as well. Obviously, and just seeing what they do with it. I think it's got a real, real nice vibe to it. And I think there's some potential for it to do some big things, depending on how it's marketed.
Oh, well, I'm going to take that one personally. Don Jr., the CEO, is in the building. What would you give that on a scale from 1 to 10?
I'd probably give that record, you know, around, probably between 8, potential to be a 9. Like I said, I'd love to hear that record personally and hear how loud it is in terms of the thump in the record to really get a good feel for the record or see it performed. But I would give it between an 8 and a 9 personally.
All right. Thank you so much. You're listening to the Hip Hop National Conference Call and Feedback Line on blogtalkradio.com/HipHopNationalRadio. You just heard the new hit single by OZ called You. And I got to take it to to Sister Daphne. You know, she's with us tonight, Sister Daphne. Can you please chime in on what you thought about that record on a scale from 1 to 10?
First of all, she wants it. I knew that was Fantasia, brother. I heard that voice. I'm like, this voice sounds so familiar, but this song that you just played, each one of the songs give me like a summer feel, and I would say a 9. I like both of them, and again, I would want to hear it in person too. And I, you know, when I dream and when I think in color. So I'm looking at the video in my head playing out like, oh, this is gonna be a hot one right here. Both of them are awesome. Like, I mean, the people, the talented writers and producers, the music, the bass, everything is hot.
Oh, man, well, that's definitely a blessing. At least we didn't get you out to hear no garbage. It's the Hip Hop National Radio Conference call and feedback line. And that was just confirmation. We do have good music on here. We got to take it to my man, the Big Dark Impetuous Fury, so you can go ahead and lay it down. Big Dark Impetuous Fury, you now have the floor, sir.
Definitely. This song is what you call a personal campaign, okay? So you want this person here. But the person is not there. You got to get to that person. You got to campaign. You got to advertise. You got to get the word out, you know. But you got to get the word out. You don't have no staff. You can't get your staff to get this person to get at you. This is what you got to do. You got to campaign to this person. So you go through the routine of getting to this person. You know, you communicate. You tell them what you want, your stipulations, your routine, what you want, how you want it done. You have a grocery list in the sense of how you want this to be. So, as you paint this picture, this person sees out of that to a sense, you know, but it's like, okay, no, you're not understanding. I really want this. Besides this list that I got in my hand, I really want you, but I want these things too, but that ain't important. I'd rather starve than let you go. You know, this list ain't important. I get to this late. I get to the end of the week. I can eat Saturday or whatever, but I really want you. You know what I'm saying? You the one I want. You on the list that I want the most. This paper means nothing to me. This is a notepad. You know, I can get to this later. You know, I want you. Do you want me? Is it mutual? Am I wrong for starving myself to be with you? Is that okay? Is that cool? If it's not, I still want it. As wrong as right, I want to be wrong. But if it ain't, let me know. I could want to marry you. But do you feel the same way? If you don't, let me know if this is you. Because I feel like it's right. But do you agree with me? Is it you? This song gets a 9 because it's a proposed question. And the people got to answer this question by conversing with each other. The guy tells you what he wants, but do you want the same thing? You know, what do you say? What's your side? What's your spin on this story? I want to know, is this you? Y-O-U question mark, is this you? The girl has to answer the question. Yeah. We're cool.
Building, man. I appreciate you being on the show, man. You definitely full of love and insight, and you really listen to a song. You find things in the song that I didn't even know was there, so that's just amazing. What I've got to go to is to the West Coast. To the coach, Coach Ali in the building representing the core live, he's going to let you know how to get in touch with that and give us an update from the chat room. Coach, you now have the floor, sir.
I appreciate that. Well, you know, in the chat room, you got some 9s. People like the hook. My girl heard it, you know, through the phone, and she started bobbing her head. She kind of likes it. She likes it. So that's cool from coming through the phone. Chris, the villain, though, he said he needs a challenge on it. He said the words was cool. The robot voice is overused, so that's probably a little feedback on that. Everybody else, you know, they give it 8s and 9s in the chat room. You know, I give it a strong 8, you know, that's what it is with me over here on the coach's corner. So, yeah, that's what it is. You have the floor now.
Hey, thank you, man. You're doing an excellent job, brother. That's what I'm talking about. It's win one, teach 10. Let's get it. And I want to say this to all you listeners out there. Hip Hop National Radio is a positive movement. But we do understand it is hip hop. And hip hop music, you do have challenges and whatnot. It's not the matter of challenging. It's the matter of overall rating the projects, calling in, getting online. And you know, Chris, I got mad love for you, baby. I see what you're doing. In the same instance, this is a business, and it wouldn't be done properly if we can't get the man who actually facilitated the whole project
the CEO of Serengeti Records. Rodney, you know how the floor, sir.
Thanks, Don. Yeah, we think it's a good song. I mean, of course, you heard the radio version, so his verse is missing, the real intro to the song is missing, and things like that. From a visual standpoint, it's going to make an outstanding video because at the beginning of the song, OZ is actually gets a phone call from his girl, and he answers the phone and then goes into the song, and then there's a whole another verse that's not in there. You know, Don, you know, we work every day, so... you know, we're expecting big things to come from you as well as the rest of the material. You'll find it in OZ when he writes. If you have been listening to this program, I mean, I think we probably played 7 or 8 songs. He doesn't write any nonsense. Every song that he writes is saying something about something that someone can relate to. It's the same thing with LC as well. Writes great music. Actually, they sent me 2 new songs over today that they're doing, they collabed on that are just outstanding. So me giving songs, you know, I don't go any higher than an 8 on anything anyway. But, I mean, we think that that's a great song and a great first single for OZ as well.
All right. Well, I gotta follow that up. And tonight's topic is about the single is ready to be released. And what's your game plan? And I'm not going to give y'all the ancient Wu-Tang technique secret, but I will say this. I've built a lot of companies, and I've seen a lot of changes in the industry. It's one company that really stands out to me out of all the hip-hop companies I've seen, from the Def Jams, the Rockefellers, it's No Limit. Their pre-marketing strategies were so ridiculous and bananas because they used to get everybody. They would have 70 CDs that never came. Now, you had your Mr. Kills, you had your Mr. Swerve on. You had a lot of great artists come from No Limit. You know, let's not forget about Silk the Shocking. These are some of my personal favorites. But as far as on them getting singles together and then having a plan of action, well, that plan of attack was every time you open up their CDs, they were pre-selling the stuff. So I want to get back on topic. We only have about 30 minutes left in the show, and I kind of want everybody to kind of chime in on that. And I got to go down south to the Dirty Dirty with my man Swagger Splash in the building. You know how the floor is, sir. All right, his line dropped off. We're going to Canada. Lyrics, you have a floor, sir.
Sorry, I didn't hear. I missed the first thing you said, actually. Sorry.
Okay, well, what I was saying was, you remember when No Limit was dropping all those albums? And Coming Soon. Everything was coming soon. They had 70 CD covers that never came. But it was a great marketing strategy as far as the game plan is, because your release is ready. Even though they didn't put the music out, the attention was there, and it was a great marketing idea.
Okay, what I would say to that in terms of No Limit, I think, was one of the first labels to really... you know, make their label feel like a family, because a lot of those artists were related, either cousins, you know, brothers, uncles, aunts, you know, sisters, all that type of stuff. But what they did is they did a lot of what you see people doing now, where they'd set up other artists by putting them on a single and stuff like that. So when you opened up like a C-Murder album, you saw that Master P or Silk the Shocker or Mac or someone else was coming out with an album in a couple months. And it was a good way of always keeping everybody on the road. I think that's something that's great in terms of using it as a tool. I mean, also they had a really strong grassroots campaign before you really heard them on the radio. I mean, I think the first record I heard on the radio was probably the Make 'Em Say Oh record, and I saw that video more than I heard it on the radio. So from a standpoint of how to set up a record, they really took a grassroots approach to it and really got out in the streets and, you know, went on tour. That, to me, is one of the things that really made what they did from a setup standpoint amazing, because they were able to break their artists the same way you see people breaking their artists now, but they did it, like, back in 1997, 98, and in the early 90s. So it's just one of those things where, you know, it really laid the groundwork for what you saw a lot of labels doing later. And at the same time, you had, you know, the same thing that Bad Boy and Death Row did as well. So when you set up an artist, you know, who's going to be, you know, kind of your, like, your flagship artist, which was at the time Master P, and then you have, you know, the Cain and Abel brothers, and you have other artists like that that you're promoting, people anticipate what else your label is going to put out, especially if the music is good and it's consistent. And they had the same production people doing the same records. So from a consistency standpoint, they knew the beats were going to be good. It was just a matter of, you know, who was coming out with another single. So I think from a consistency and a marketing standpoint, that is one of the things that also made what they did very key.
In the building, man. Brother, we need to get you back. Brothers like you need to be giving out Tony Robbins speeches at the hip-hop conventions, man, because the information you have is deep, you know, and it's infinite. But we got to go to my man, Swagger Splash. He is back from the Dirty Dirty. Swagger Splash, you now have the floor, sir.
Oh, yeah, I was having some technical difficulties. Can you repeat the question for me again, though?
Well, we were talking about tonight's topic is about the single is done, now it's the game plan for the release, and Master P and No Limit, they did a lot of pre-releasing by having those CDs in the jackets where there's a whole bunch of a catalog of CDs that never came out. And we wanted to kind of chime in on that, what type of things that the new artists can do for us for pre-release.
Pre-release, me, I always go back to me because, you know, I've been through a lot as in making it as an artist, and me, myself, you know, after I made my single, you know, I always pushed my single, but, you know, I just didn't want everybody to know me as, you know what I'm saying, just a one-hit wonder, so, you know, I always just, like, I always did songs, but I always just released certain different songs here and there, you know, for they won't get old to me while I'm working on my next project. I always release a song here and there, so when my project drops, you know, I'm still talked about. So that's kind of like something that I work through on, as in me coming from my single.
Oh, okay, that's what it is. Hey, big shout out to Big Moochie. I see Big Moochie in the chat room, Brother Lynch Hung, and all those other good. There's a lot of underground guys that's making money, but what we want to do is we want to give everybody the tips, the tools, and the tactics to really take their projects to the next level. Now, you can have 12 guys standing out front of Walmart doing it like Wu-Tang Clan did it and having that collective, and in some cases, people don't know 12 guys, and with the new technologies, MySpace, the YouTube, and the Twitter, we're connecting all the way around. We got Canada on the line. We got Tallahassee, Florida on the line. We got Orlando, Florida on the line. We got Indianapolis on the phone. We got South Carolina on the phone. We got Texas on the phone, and we all worldwide. And this is all because of the visionary, the man who had the idea to get it started. Amazing idea. I got to bring my man, Poetic United of Florida, sir.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Don. I appreciate it, man. That was quite a compliment. Yes, we do have this is a worldwide situation. Trust me. We got California on the line. We can't leave them out because we got some real brothers down there doing it really hard. And we got, you know, we just got Indianapolis and all these other places out there that we just didn't mention, man. But I tell you like this, Hip Hop National is a format that we all can get involved with right now. This movement is going to be is a very powerful movement as it is as we speak. Be a part of this movement. Join, jump aboard now. Go to hiphopnationalradio.com and touch that feedback button so you can get yourself cracked right here on the show. And then send us an email at hiphopntl@gmail.com. That's hiphopntl@gmail.com. Give me a call at 954-461-3398. Again, my number is 954-461-3398. Or you can give Don Jr. a call at 818. Yeah, come on, Don Jr., give a brother a hand tonight.
It's 358-5722. 818-358-5722. In the building, man. I'm all down the floor, y'all. Listen, we got a lot of people that's really pushing behind the scenes to make this movement happen, and we love all of y'all. And no matter what goes on and what's said, it is a tough thing handling a movement like this with such magnitude because we getting some of the best music, and what y'all don't know and what y'all missing is y'all hearing the next Grammy award-winning singles. Y'all hearing the next major moguls in the making. Y'all hearing the next hype man, the Flavor Flav with Life After Death, with his whole reality show. I mean, Public Enemy has transformed their whole movement to viral. At the same time, Public Enemy is not eating like Flavor Flav is eating. So I'm not calling out any negative names. I'm just saying everybody has to find their lane and run it. So with being here and with coming to a topic like this, having your single ready and you finding out what's the game plan, you heard a lot of key information. So with that being said, I got to go back into what Al said. You got to donate, man. Don't just come here and take off the plate. Get something that you're going to actually hold on to. You're going to apply to your life and make this stuff, make your what's the story when we teach you how to make music, make you money from the studio to the bank? I mean, that says it all right there. Y'all in y'all studios, y'all making it happen, but at the same time, if you're making all this Lil Wayne, Jeezy, $15,000 a track record, and you're only putting $50 into your promotion, you need to turn those numbers around. You need to spend more money in promotion than what you're spending to make the record because it makes no sense promoting garbage. And that's what I feel personally. And on that note, I'm going to be out. I got to get on some conference calls. I've been here all night. I love all y'all, but the CEO has to leave the building. If you want to get in contact with me, hit me on Facebook.com/Don Jr. CEO, or you can call me direct at 818-358-5722. That's 818-358-5722. And Al Poetic Williams, you now have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Don. I do want to definitely tell everybody, it's always a pleasure knowing that people are really listening to our show and they're really getting some valuable information from here. If there's any topic or anything you would like to hear on our show, please send us an email or in the chat room. Let us know that, you know, it's something that you want to hear personally and you need an answer on it. We're going to do our best to find that answer for you. You can go to hiphopntl@gmail.com. Once again, that's hiphopntl@gmail.com. Please send us a question or statement that you'd like heard on this show or questions regarding any of the artists, interview of anybody you want to meet here on Hip Hop National. Please definitely do so. We also got some other things that I want to say. We are definitely on a movement. We have a magazine, and you can advertise in this magazine if you like. Right now, a full page ad is going for $350. So we're touching bases. That's going out to the Texas Music Conference, and it's an online magazine situation as well. So if you want to advertise in that magazine, contact me at 954-461-3398. If there's any final words today, I'm gonna go down the floor. Actually, Lady Di, you have the floor, and so if you're still on the line.
You said what, Al? I'm sorry.
You have the floor. Sorry.
Okay. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Line. Tonight has been a blast, as always. We've been talking about you stepping your game up, getting your plan together once you have the single ready to roll. We have been blessed to have Duncan Hines, Swag and Slash, as well as lyricists all the way from Canada. That's why we've been international with it tonight on Hip Hop National. And I tell you, it has been wonderful. Of course, we appreciate our coach, Ali, who was holding it down in the chat room for Deidre. In fact, we need to probably swing it to him one more time to see if there's any closing comments in our chat room, as well as my very own Rodney, CEO of Serengeti Records. You know, it's a pleasure working with the entire team. You know, we can't do it without them. Of course, we're missing our Chris Pringle. And, you know, Pastor's been pulled and called in all kind of different directions tonight, too, but he keeps us covered. So it's just wonderful working with Don Jr., our CEO of Hip Hop National, of course, Al Poetic Williams, the founder with the vision. We cannot do any of this without you. So make sure that you know, reach out and teach someone. Each one reach one and teach one. Share, tell a friend. Make sure the next time you come back on the line, we come back even stronger with numbers, because it is a movement, and we're on the go right now. So as I get ready to to start descending and winding down. You know, I just want to again thank all of our fabulous guests, and this is where we give you a couple of minutes to give your closing remarks. So we'll start with you, Lyricist, and work our way around so Alf, you can start opening their lines. Lyricist, you now have the floor.
I was just going to say that it's been a blast. I'm getting feedback from everybody tonight. If you're on Twitter, you can follow me at Lyrics, LIRIXIZNICE. Just send me a mention and I'll follow you back. You know, there's definitely a great positive thing I'm seeing going on with Hip Hop National. I think it's great, you know, that we can all have conversations and do roundtables and really help each other take our records to the next level, and as well as offer advice to other artists who are in similar positions to us or people who have companies or might have opportunities for shows and things of that nature. So I definitely look forward to us having more conversations with you guys in the future, and I've had a great time.
Absolutely, and make sure as you're out there on the move that you let others know that this is where they can come and get very valuable information and actually have an opportunity to network with great experts like yourself. We appreciate you tonight. Thank you so much. All right, let's move on. Duncan Hines, I want to hear the Duncan, because Duncan had something he had to do in 30 minutes. Is he still on, Al, or did he have to leave?
Well, he actually left the building.
Okay. What about Swagger Slash? Is he still on?
No, Swagger Slash is on. Actually, Swagger Slash is on.
Okay, Swagger, I want to make sure we give you an opportunity to give your closing remarks and leave the people with your great stamp. We appreciate you being on tonight. You now have the floor.
What's good? You know, I definitely enjoyed being on there tonight. Glad y'all had me. You know, like he said, hit me up on Twitter, you know, at Mr. Swagger Splash, and if you want to listen to my music or anything, just anything / the internet, Mr. Swagger Splash, if you can check me out. Thank y'all for having me so much, and I enjoyed myself.
Thank you, and you know you are always welcome here. Keep bringing us, you know, music and turning us on to different individuals and sharing all of your tips and tools and your knowledge. We appreciate it. You are what helps to make us be who we are, and we appreciate you. Thank you for joining us tonight. Rodney, where is my CEO from Serengeti Records? I know you got something you want to leave the people with. You now have the floor, sir.
Yeah, just don't give up. I mean, at the end of the day, sit down after you've done what you've had to do and really plan out the manner that you're going to promote your project. And before you record, really look at what you're recording. And if you're really trying to do this as a career, I mean, think commercially. Think about things that everybody can listen to and go in the studio and record that. I mean, that's the biggest piece of advice I can give to any aspiring artist. Anyway, you guys, everybody come back Wednesday night and get some more. Talk to you later. Be blessed.
We appreciate you. Coach Ali, are you there? We want to know any closing comments from the chat room. You did what you do so best. We thank you for holding it down in the absence of Beatra.
Oh, yeah. It's some feedback in this chat room. I want to say thank you all for the opportunity, you know, to all the listeners out there. Hip Hop National Radio is absolutely the truth. I mean, it's I wouldn't be on the chat line right now. You know, I started listening, I started asking questions, and it's real. So if you want to get involved, you know, and get your music heard, I suggest Hip Hop National Radio. The feedback, and I think Big Moochie said we need to have a segment about how to get money as far as sponsors. So, you know, we might have to do that and, you know, run them plays for everybody out there. Other than that, it's just great feedback. Everybody's networking, giving out their emails and how they can hook up with each other, doing what we're supposed to do on hiphopnationalradio.com. I want to say thank y'all. God bless. Good night, and I will see y'all Wednesday.
Right. We appreciate you, Coach Ali. You did that. Thank you so much, sweetie pie. Is Dark still on, Al?
Dark, the big Dark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. We want to make sure that you get an opportunity before we wind it down. You know, I'm sure you got some messages. I'm going to have to talk to you offline. I'm going to go ahead and let you get your shot on tonight, and I'm going to be getting with Al to get with you. Go ahead, Big Dark. You have the floor.
Yeah, you know, it's important to always have a strategy and push it and keep pushing. You know, this is your life. Push it. You know, have a campaign and a strategy and get it out there and never give up. never sleep, you know. If you do sleep, have a pen and pad next to you, your iPad, whatever you got to do to write it down, you know. You need somebody to encourage you, you know. Encourage yourself first. Before you can actually get out, you got to have your own pull from yourself. Because if you don't have any pull yourself, then you're weak. You know, you're not giving me really any inspiration. Your energy is kind of down. And it's not Powerade or Gatorade, it's you, you know. So you got to give out what you already got for people to hear you. Then once you get out there, okay, I like this guy. What can I do to help you? What can I do? How can I help? How can I sound up? Well, so, you know, you just got to be what you are to give what you want to get. Back in return. Real tough. Hip Hop Nasty right here. See you Wednesday night.
Big Dark, you are so entertaining. You crack me up. We love you. Thank you for being a part of the movement. You know, and I have to say this before I give it over to our founder to wind us down. And Al, while I'm giving my last comment, will you see if Pastor is going to take us out? You know, I just wanted to say it's just such a blessing working with the different diversity of individuals that are tied to the movement. And we have just as many silent partners that go hard in the paint and work so hard day in and day out to make sure that the movement continues, just as we have the, you know, the vocal folks that you hear, like myself. So I want to, I want these to put their phone on mute while we close down, but I wanted to just say that, you know, those are the unsung heroes, and I just wanted to make sure that we keep all of them in mind, the Ann Daly's and individuals that are in the chat room all the time, Rodney, who gives us his time, you know, so graciously. You know, Myra Morris, who continues to work on the magazine and is leading it from a CEO perspective there, and just her vision and being able to partner with Don Jr. and Al Poetic Williams to continue the vision going on. And we're on the brink of something big, and now is the time that you want to get connected, because I can tell you that just how God shows up and shows out, this information won't be free always. And so you need to take advantage. Make sure you're sharing it with everyone. We get more people involved. You never know who you might network or bump into on Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Line. This is the place to be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's your girl, Lady Di. I'm signing off for tonight. I'm getting ready to turn it over to our founder, who is the visionary, who did make this happen from the beginning, in its inception, and that is Al Poetic Williams. I look forward to talking to you all on Wednesday. Bless you. May God have his will and cover you. Al?
Now, let me hold it down. He's having a little technical difficulties. It's Pastor Jason.
Yes, sir, I am here.
I love you, brother. I was just about to tell you, brother, you got 3 minutes to make it happen, baby.
Thank you so much. As always, in closing here at the Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Line, I'd like to encourage you to be doers and not just hearers of what you've been able to hear here this evening. And let us pray. Father, we thank you for this place and space that we were able to come together and reason with one another. Lord God, I pray that someone was blessed tremendously with the wealth of information that was exchanged. And Lord God, I pray that you would give us the inspiration to stay in communication with one another until we're able to come together again. And as always, Father, I pray that you would watch between us until we're able to join together again in this place, in this space. Bless where their blessings are required, Lord God, and touch where your touch is needed so dearly this evening. Father, cover us until we're able to speak to one another again here at the Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Line. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Let's give them what they asking for. This Hip Hop National, let's give them what they asking for. This Hip Hop National, let's give them what they asking for. This Hip Hop National, this Hip Hop National. If you gon' play to win and you want to make the spin, this where you need to be 3 days a week from 8 to 10. This Hip Hop National, where everybody got a voice. And if you want to hear it, man, then you got a choice. Put your opinion in, see if it makes sense and spin it. See who is benefiting, gonna let the critics hear it. You say you got some lyrics, think you can.
highly sing. Don't let me holler at poetic. Don't do your thing. Let's get your grind buzzing. You trying to rhyme, cousin? Well, go ahead and speak your mind. It's so time, cousin. We got a hot 16 or a hot verse. Well, we gon' put it in and see if what you got worth. And if it's not booming, it's what you not doing. We gon' ask my boy over here, John Jr. L.A. to New York, Atlanta to St. Louis. This hip-hop national, the capital of hot.